From before March 18, 2005, through March 31, 2005, the media focused nearly sole attention on the impending death of Terri Schiavo and the court battles to reinsert her feeding tube. Throughout this period, many important news stories were overshadowed by debate on the government's multi-branch debacle on this, a private and personal issue. After countless hours of daily coverage, her fate, through death, became sealed on March 31st. How many listeners have heard of Daniel Hogan, Arthur Ramos, Kimberly Smith, Jimmy Hunings, Larry Thomas, Lorena Cruz Alexander, Ryan Rodriguez, Glenn Bolton, Eugene White, Larry Linsenbart, Morris King, Rafael Herrera, Susan Taylor, or James and Linda Rowe? The March 23rd explosion at the British Petroleum Refinery in Texas City took each of these people's lives and seriously injured many more. During and after the blast, many witnessed co-workers and spouses consumed by flames, a death as hideous as none other. While an investigation is in the beginning stages, it is almost certain that these precious lives could and should have been spared. Where were the network-spun stories of great loss? Where were the life histories of the innocent victims of this preventable carnage? During the same period, did anyone hear mention of Specialist Eric Toth, Warrant Officer Charles Wells Jr., Private First Class Samuel Lee, Sergeant Lee Godbolt, Sergeant Isaiah Sinclair, Corporal Brian Richardson, Sergeant Travis Bruce, Lance Corporal Kevin Smith, Specialist Francisco Martinez, Sergeant Paul Thomason III, Specialist Jonathan Hughes, and Private First Class Lee Lewis Jr.? Unless you live in their respective hometowns, probably not. These are the brave soldiers who died in Iraq during the same 13-day interlude. Each left their family and loved ones to fight a battle against weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. Through executive and legislative haste, these soldiers and many more gave their lives to fight an empty cause, to protect our country from Iraqi attack. The lives of each soldier who died during this incursion could have been spared if only our leaders had awaited the truth. Perhaps now the reasoning is camouflaged as a fight to spread freedom and democracy. But at the time, who would have condoned such a war, especially if told of the great economic and personal sacrifices? Certainly, many other important events were eclipsed during this time frame. We, as a nation, have become too focused on the fight against popularized injustices rather than actual more complex ones. Collectively, we refuse to see the whole forest through the media-altered trees. While we claim interest in cases like Terri Schiavo, we often overlook hunger and great need in our own individual backyards. When we ignore pressing concerns within our own country, how can we convince other nations of our sincere interest in their well-being?